The 11-year-old daughter of a political prisoner in Vietnam known as Mother Mushroom has appealed to the US First Lady, Melania Trump, to help free her mother. Mother Mushroom is one of Vietnam's most famous critics, blogging about environmental issues and deaths in police custody. In June, she was sentenced to 10 years in prison. And just a few months before that, Melania Trump gave her an award. But now Mother Mushroom's daughter wants the First Lady to back that up with action during the President's visit to the APEC summit in Vietnam. Southeast Asia correspondent Liam Cochrane reports from Da Nang.
11-year-old Nguyen Ba Win is better known by her nickname, Num, meaning mushroom.
Hello, my name is Num. I'm the daughter of Mother Mushroom.
On a weak Skype line from Vietnam, Num describes her mother.
My mother is a good person and she always wants to protect other people.
Her mother, Win Nao Nu Quyen, is an activist who's become known as Mother Mushroom. She was jailed in June for 10 years for speaking out against the Vietnamese government. Phil Robertson from Human Rights Watch has campaigned for her release.
Mother Mushroom is a very popular blogger who has been courageously criticizing the government on various issues related to corruption, failures of government to provide compensation for people where there's been environmental damage, like in the Formosa project.
The award was presented by Melania Trump, although Mother Mushroom was not there to receive it. She was already in pretrial detention. Her daughter, Num, hoped Melania Trump might help.
I know the First Lady also has children, and so, as a mother, I think the First Lady would understand this story and could help my family.
She posted a handwritten note on Facebook with a simple message.
The only thing I want is my mum to come back to my family and be reunited.
Human Rights Watch says there's been a surge of arrests and jailings in the lead-up to APEC, releasing a list of 105 political prisoners. Phil Robertson says repressive nations like Vietnam have been emboldened by countries like Australia and the United States downplaying human rights issues.
It is clear that the government of Vietnam has embarked on a mission to round up the ringleaders of various different civil society movements that have been criticizing the government on different grounds. And, this is going to continue as long as the international community continues to avert their eyes and remain silent.
Human rights are unlikely to figure much on the agenda of world leaders at APEC, who are much more focused on sealing trade deals and regional security. But away from the fancy hotels and VIP convoys, a little girl continues to hope.
I've been so sad and lonely, and I didn't want to study anymore.
This is Liam Cochrane in Da Nang, reporting for AM.